Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live. 1757 Golf Club for the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament. If you, like me, like Brian, enjoy your freedom, thank a veteran. Support the Purple Heart Foundation. Go to purpleheartfoundation.org. Exciting stuff. We're watching Valdez from the Junkies, Cakes from the Junkies, get their warm-ups in. Michelle from Odyssey.
Yep.
Michelle just grooved one right there.
Yeah, Jeff hit one earlier.
Shout out to my guy Umberto at the bar at 1757. He gave me a Diet Coke, and he said he wanted me to shout him out, so I did.
What up, Umberto?
We might be back in there before too long. But, B, we kind of have been touching on this, the conversation surrounding Jaden Daniels and if he could regress. Cliff Kingsbury last week said something really interesting because he got asked about Jaden. And he said, I think he's going to make a big jump. And that's the guy that knows him best. And Cliff, what I've learned with Cliff is he will – anybody that tries to kind of bait him into like a quote board type answer, He never takes the bait. Yeah. And he generally just downplays most things, except that one he was all over. And if he's saying that, he means it.
Well, if you watch Jaden work, and like we have seen, we're close enough where we see a lot, but we don't see nearly as much as Cliff does. And I'm totally impressed by him because he doesn't ever seem to be satisfied. He's always working to get better. I saw a quote from him yesterday where he stated, we can't expect to be given anything. We got to earn everything that we get. That mindset right there takes people a long ways. And I think when you look at him compared to a lot of young players, not just quarterbacks, young players that come into this league, I watch guys get drafted, put on their little silver medallion, and they stop working. And I would make the comment, it's easy to get drafted, it's hard to stay. Well, and people think I'm just talking trash. It's facts. Because if you get drafted, then you automatically assume, oh, I'm in the pros now, you're going to get ran right past.
It's obviously facts. I mean, the average NFL career is like 2.5 years.
Yes.
And that's a first-round success rate of a second contract is a little less than 50%.
Yes.
And those guys get every advantage in the world. I have like a bunch of reasons why I think he'll actually improve, but I want to let the phone lines weigh in. My guy Steve is in Silver Spring. Steve, which way do you see this going for Jaden in year two?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. We're great.
Good. Thank you. I don't see him regressing at all. I do think that we have a tougher schedule this year because we had a better season last year. I don't know necessarily. B will probably know better than me. If the defenses that we play are better than we played last year, I do know we struggled against Pittsburgh. I do know Dallas had an answer for him last year. So I don't see the regressing, but I do see us having a tougher schedule this year. I just don't know how that coincides with the defenses we played last year versus the defenses, that we're going to play this year. All right, thanks, guys. Yeah.
So it's a good call, dude. I think the Pittsburgh thing, that's probably the best defense they faced. And Jay, that was there was that like 4 week stretch where Jaden was pretty clearly dealing with the rib stuff.
Yeah,
and I would point. I think that's fair to point out.
But thing like you do play a tougher schedule, and your record may not be. If they go 11-6, or they go 10-7, is that far away from 12-5? I
no.
think what happens when it comes down to the regressing, people only look at the schedule. They don't look at your opponents. They don't look at the strength of schedule. And then they don't even give you a time to look. Like, I remember we were talking about Russell Wilson 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went back and I looked at his – I said, damn, he didn't have a bad season. Because when you just naturally see the team fall off, that blame goes to the quarterback.
Right.
When, in essence, it's not the quarterback all the time. So I think that, yes, they have a tougher schedule, but I also believe that this team is better than it was last year. And I think that should make the difference.
I think the schedule – one thing, there's like a common misconception with scheduling. The reason the Commanders have a tougher schedule this year is by and large just because of the rotational divisional play. They just happen to play the NFC North and the AFC West this year. And that's just because they rotate every year. Like, they have a second-place schedule. The Eagles have the first-place schedule.
Yeah.
And so another thing, just to be clear, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Commanders, the only time, the only place that the where you finish in your division, that impacts 3 games out of 17. Mm-hmm. 3 games out of 17. Everything else is just divisional play and the rotational schedule of the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I think that gets overblown. Yes, it's a tougher schedule. I think I have a bunch of reasons to explain. I want to keep letting the callers hit.
But let's remember, some of those teams that played other teams last year, they didn't get a chance to see Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So they maybe have a tougher schedule too.
Right.
So you have to account for him. You know, that's the whole thing. When you go to play against him, you got to account for him.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nate is in D.C. Nate, which way is it going to go for Jaden?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
I'll say this. I think a lot of people tend to conflate the meaning of a sophomore slump with positive regression. It's actually possible for Jaden to not have the QBR of 100.1 that he had last season, but still go further than he did in his rookie season. And like you guys just said, keep in mind, he went 12-5 while playing a stretch of those 17 games hurt. Like, he was injured. And, I mean, he had a rookie season like never before. So you really can't just throw him in a box and say, oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump, because obviously he's not your average QB, and they just gave him extra weapons like Deebo Samuel, the super speedy, Jaden Lane, the low-key quiet signing of KJ Osborne and things like that. Like, he'll be fine.
Yep. See, and I appreciate that call, man. I think what happens so many times is people have such a good season, the haters come out. And that's the wishful thinking of, oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump. Does everybody have one? See, I asked that question when we brought this up a few weeks ago. Did Pat Mahomes have a sophomore slump?
He didn't really start till his second year, but
so
he was fantastic.
If you want to go after his first year of starting.
Sure.
All right, he started one game his rookie season. He passed for over 300 yards. And they say, okay, good, we're getting rid of this quarterback that we traded for, and we're going to start him next year. And then he stepped in, and he had as good a year that year that he did in that one game he showed the previous year. Then he came back the next second year of the full start, and he was even better than that. So everybody doesn't have a sophomore slump. And sophomore slump doesn't necessarily mean the player dropped off. Your supporting cast may have dropped off. If you give me a guy in his second year and he don't have his top two receivers and he have an offensive line that's in flux and the running game is not good, I expect that guy not to have as good a season.
I agree, man. I think you can't stress enough an improved offensive line.
Yes.
What that should mean. Let's keep this going. My guy Blake is in Wilmington. Blake, which way do you see it going?
Well, JP, I just want to look at this logically. You know, if we go back and started his career at Arizona State, you know, you can look at the one game he had versus Justin Herbert. Okay, he has a good career at Arizona State. Then he goes to LSU, and what's he do 2 years? His second year there, he wins the Heisman. Then he gets drafted second overall. And in his first year in the NFL, he leads this team to a 12-5 record and wins the Rookie of the Year. What body of work has Jaden Daniels given anybody to believe he's going to regress now? That's crazy, on top of all the cliff stuff, on top of all the new weapons, what has given anybody a reason to believe Jaden Daniels is going to regress now? He's way too talented and he's way too driven. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Great call.
That's wishful thinking on the Bama's.
Blake, that's a really good call. And one thing I would point to is, generally, if a quarterback is volatile, that there's a big swing year to year, it's turnover driven.
Yeah.
And Jaden is not a dude that throws a lot of picks. Last year, as a rookie, he threw 9. He threw single digit. Go back to LSU, man. His final year at LSU, on 327 pass attempts, he had 4 interceptions. I mean,
how many touchdowns did he throw that year? 38, was it?
40.
40, and then he ran another.
He ran another 10.
Listen, man, some people just have an innate ability to do things a little different, and I believe he's going to be doing the same thing.
One more call here. Russell is in Graysonville. Russell, which way is he going? Russ, you there, bud? Is this Chris Russell?
I don't know.
Shocker. Somebody named Russell proved to be unreliable.
I love it. There's one other thing I want to add specific to the, they have film on him now. We'll do that next. Plus, Valdez, Cakes, and Mike Marr are gearing up for the tournament directly in front of us. So we're going to give you a little live play-by-play of some of the Junks and Crew golf game. Nobody go anywhere. Ben Standig joins us at noon. It's B-Mitch and Finley live. 1757 Golf Club, Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.